You may thank me for this piece of information. You can eat a store-bought cupcake this week and feel virtuous.
Thank you, Allison.
You're welcome. You know, bakeries around the country, like Cupcake Island in Nebraska or Saint Cupcake in Portland, Oregon, they're just two of the many bakeries donating part of the proceeds from this week's cupcake sales to children's cancer research. It's part of Cupcakes for a Cause Week. The owner of Merritt's Bakery in Tulsa, he's on board.
Kids are real important to our business and real important to us personally, and anything that we can do to help, especially those families that suffer with kids with cancer, we just really have an open heart for them.
It's for the kids, of course. But wait, aren't cupcakes bad for kids?
Yeah,
aren't school districts across the country banning the evil sugary treat from school birthday parties? At least 10 school districts in New York State have imposed anti-cupcake rules. Districts in Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, and other states, they have the similar birthday party food bans. The people are fighting back, though. One New York congressman proposed legislation aimed at reversing the ban. And in Texas, there is, I kid you not, a, quote, safe cupcake amendment. How did this sweet little treat become a political issue? Christina Castella is the cook and behind the website crazyaboutcupcakes.com and author of the book Crazy About Cupcakes. Hi, Christina.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Let's start with a little bit of backgrounds. Cupcakes, so cute, so sweet. Where do they start?
Well, in the early 1800s, around 1820, there was a book that was released called Receipts. And in that cookbook, measurements were changed from weighing like a pound of butter, it would change to measuring to a cup. And so the word cup comes from cupcake. But also, cupcakes were started to be baked in cups in the oven because of the size of hearth ovens. They were much quicker to bake. So it actually has a double meaning.
So when did cupcakes become synonymous with Americana?
Well, it actually starts off in the early 1900s with the introduction of a Hostess cupcake, but that cupcake is not the Hostess cupcake that we know today. It evolved into the one with the squiggly lines in the 1950s. Also, around the late 1940s, Betty Crocker introduced some of the best cake mixes that made it easy just to add water and make cakes. And to make cupcakes was even quicker and easier than making cakes. So there was a big marketing push behind that, and that's how it's become synonymous with homemaking of the 50s.
So 40 years ago, let's fast forward 50 years, I walk by Magnolia Bakery in New York City, and there are grown people standing in line for 30 minutes to spend $2 on a cupcake. When did the postmodern frenzy begin?
Well, it actually did start around around that time with Magnolia Bakery, but I feel that it's a bigger cultural trend that why cupcakes have become popular. Most food trends reflect our culture and our times, and this whole idea of adults staying younger longer, which is called by different authors and sociologists, kidult or rejuvenile, because people are getting married later in life and they have actually an extra 15 or 20 years to be kids themselves. So the idea that you can have a grown-up kids treat is part of a bigger cultural trend.
But let's talk about the real kids, the people who are under 4 feet tall. With all the serious concerns about childhood obesity, you've got this anti-cupcake movement going on. Do you think it will stick? Do you think they'll be able to keep cupcakes out of schools?
I guess anything is possible. Personally, I think, you know, the whole thing is ridiculous because it's more about...
Well, you're on the record as being crazy about cupcakes.
Yeah. I mean, it's more about teaching kids to eat in moderation and exercise than it is about taking food away from them. I'm actually a college professor, and the students that gain the most weight in their freshman year are the ones that have had food bans from them as kids. And all of a sudden, when they're not on restricted diets, they go crazy and eat whatever they want. So it's more about teaching kids to eat in moderation, and taking it away isn't going to do that. Also, cupcakes are special. So what I know about the situation is that there are cupcakes in schools almost every day because almost every day is somebody's birthday.
So we need to keep it special is the idea.
Yeah, keep it special.
Christina Castella is the cook behind the website crazyaboutcupcakes.com, an author and a college professor as well. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Cupcakesforacause.org is where you can find a participating bakery, or you can send a virtual cupcake if you're not on board with the whole sugary
thing.
Come on,
virtual,
you can make a donation.
Virtual cupcake?
You can make a donation either way.
All right. Coming up, Macedonia's biggest pop star dies on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.